From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Donald Trump Friday defended his threat to impose stiff tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying potential trade conflicts can be beneficial to the United States.
People have no idea how badly our country has been treated by other countries.
He planned tariffs and announced a day earlier, and it sparked concerns of a trade war, with emerging markets trading lower and some world leaders threatening to take retaliatory measures. Russia is rejecting U.S. accusations it has broken any of its nuclear treaty obligations, arguing it wants only to maintain global peace and stability. And this should absolutely not be considered a beginning of an arms race, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said on Friday. British Prime Minister Theresa May has said she is confident that a deal on leaving the European Union can be reached, but warned no one will get everything they want.
Under pressure to deliver details, Theresa May's speech was billed as a major step on the road to Brexit.
We all need to face up to some hard facts. We're leaving the single market. Life is going to be different. In certain ways, our access to each other's markets will be less than it is now.
Europe has said it will not allow Britain to cherry-pick the best bits of EU membership. May countered that she wanted the deepest possible relationship.
Henry Ridgewell reporting for VOA. At least five African Union troops were killed in a deadly ambush in Somalia's Middle Shabelle region by Al-Shabaab militants. The militant group also suspected of carrying out a suicide bombing and related attack that left at least five Somali soldiers dead near a military base in the lower area of that region. This is VOA.